Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. Happy Friday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Not happening in Atlanta, not happening in New York, but happening in Toronto. We got game one of the World Series. We're heading now already into the third inning? Oh, Botcher, what are we in? The third inning going into? What is this?
Right to the top of the third now.
Damn, wow. Yeah, Blake Snell just got out of a jam. He got a double play. Yeah, he had the bases loaded. Your Savage had the bases loaded twice. The Dodgers lead 1-0. There you have it in its simplest form. Of course. At the end of the show, we'll get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. And we've already had a busy show. Thank you so much to Pete Fuatek for joining us from collegefootballnews.com. Earlier in the show, we had a chat with Sam Gordon from the San Francisco Chronicle to talk about the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, there's actually basketball going on. Guys aren't just getting arrested out here, keep in mind. Okay, if you've missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to be a part of the show, you can call up 888-710-4ISN. Also, thank you to people listening on their local affiliates on Sirius XM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, all you got to do is just ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. Botcher, nobody else got arrested while we've been doing a show, right?
Not named, at least.
Oh, my
goodness. KG, but some other people might be fine.
Yeah, there was a mention of Kevin Garnett, and then there was also a revelation that he just popped up at a poker game. He thought it was an after party, and then he left. So Kevin Garnett is like, this don't got nothing to do with me. Botcher, as I'm standing here watching the World Series, I had no idea. They're making another, they've made another Predator movie?
So, okay. The Badlands thing, idea, I think is a play off the TV show named Prey. But yeah, there's another movie coming out.
Didn't they just make a Predator like 3 years ago?
I think it's like six.
Six?
Yeah, it was a while ago because it was called Predators. Because it was multiple of them.
Right. I can't. I mean, they make a lot of them. They got the movies. It's a franchise. I get it. I will be long gone and in the ground, and they will still be making Predator films. I mean, they made a Terminator. They made more Terminators than they needed to do, but Predators. Oh my God! Another one? Badlands? Are they on planet Earth or are they into Mars or something like that?
Well, I think all of the Predators are on Earth. It's just like a deserted island. That's where they live.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now they're on an island. Okay, they sipping Mai Tais and pina coladas?
Basically, in the jungle.
In the jungle, yeah. I know they were in the jungle with Arnold Schwarzenegger. They were beating him up. They whooped his ass, and then he whooped his ass. So, I'm trying to remember. And, you know, now that I think about it, not to ruin a movie that came out in, what, 84, 5, 6, 7. Didn't the Predator kill himself in that movie?
Yes. So Arnold mudded himself up so he couldn't be read his body temperature. And then he got to him. And then the final joke of the entire...
He laughed.
He laughed and then typed in a self-destruct code.
Yeah, he laughed. So did Arnold Schwarzenegger really kill that guy? Or did the Predator just... The Predator was dying. He got jammed in the stomach or something, right?
Yeah, he was going to die either way. So his final joke and play was to strand everyone on the island.
His final joke?
Yeah.
Did he tell a joke before? He never laughed until the end. He just went, ha, 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 and he blew himself up.
It's a joke. He laughed. It's Friday Funny.
There was no other jokes in that movie. He ain't telling no other jokes. He was killing people, man.
I think that was the joke.
What, that he was stringing people upside down and skinning them?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sick, Bob.
I'm not sick. I'm not sick. The Predator's sick.
Oh, you think that's funny? Just to kill Jesse Ventura? Okay, all right. Whatever. Anyway, that's one thing I learned tonight. Watching the World Series, I had no idea they were making another Predator movie. I guess you got to get it in where you can. Oh, my. Are you kidding me right now? Botcher, we learned about Lamar Jackson. He started practicing. Good for him. Tyrod Taylor is now questionable with a knee. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's rough. And I can't tell if it's an actual injury or just the Jets being so annoying in their coaching and injury reports that they're just trying to hide information.
So we saw Justin Fields. He's had the worst week ever. He gets annihilated by his coach. Not the coach. He gets annihilated by the owner of the New York Jets, Woody Johnson. Then he comes out and says that he does not care. The Jets are getting ready to take on the Bengals. You have head coach Aaron Glenn telling everybody, oh, yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to be our starting quarterback. It is just disastrous. The Jets are going to jet. Listen to Aaron Glenn talk about Tyrod Taylor's health. He ain't sharing anything about this injury.
He is limited, all right, today, and he is questionable, and I like the way those guys are trending.
So are you able to tell us who's going to
cannot tell you that.
But is it because you don't want to or because...
That's exactly it.
But with Tyrod's situation questionable, isn't that play into this potentially?
That's exactly why I'm not telling you, because I don't want to.
I understand that, but I mean, is it partly because of the injury?
That's exactly why I'm saying it, because I don't want to. I don't know how many times I got to answer you that. It's not going to change.
Do the players know who the quarterback is?
Oh, that's going to be between me and the players.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. You see, that's not the worst, okay? I mean, the worst thing that we got from Aaron Glenn was a few weeks ago when, Justin Fields crapped the bed the first time, can't complete 50% of his passes. And he was asked by the media, well, are you going to sit him down the next game? And Aaron Glenn had to go, that's not a real question. People are going to have bad games. And then he had to come out and apologize. So we've gotten worse from Aaron Glenn. From what we heard from Woody Johnson, Aaron Glenn isn't going anywhere. Like, he ain't going to get fired at the end of the year. Woody Johnson apparently is at least okay with his performance up until now, but where he might get kicked in the ass, is with the media. That's just, that's a mess. Abacha, who do you think is playing? Tyrod Taylor, he's going to play, right?
It's got to be Tyrod. It's just, if it's not him and they put Fields out there and he has any, and I say any bad plays, the entire fan base and the coaching staff will be their heads and taken on a stick.
But what if Tyrod Taylor really can't play and you have to put Justin Fields out there?
Then you play him. But if there's any way that Tyrod can get out there, even if it's like a brace or just shot up his leg, he's got to get out there.
You want to give the guy a Toradol, huh?
Hey, anything but Justin Fields at this point.
Have the New York Jets turned on him that bad already, the fan base?
I don't think they've turned on him. It's just, you have a little bit of hope with Tyrod because he can actually complete a pass. I understand Justin Fields can be athletic, extend plays, but nobody trusts him to read a defense and to get the ball out with anticipation, especially with Garrett Wilson out. So
Yeah.
They don't want to, like, ruin it worse than it has to be.
Yeah, it doesn't help that Garrett Wilson is still out. You got the number one wide receiver, one of the best in the league, and then you can't even throw the ball to him. New York Jets, man, what a disaster they are. Can't wait to see who they have at quarterback this Sunday. Not really. Not at all. The Chicago Bears are going to take on the Ravens. Lamar Jackson back to practice. Yeah, he's not holding out. He's actually, utilizing his legs to go out there and play. And so head coach John Harbaugh of the Ravens, who a lot of people want to fire, he was asked about Lamar, how Lamar is feeling, how some of the other dudes are feeling on the team. Listen to what he had to say.
We're going to talk about it as we go and figure out what we got to do to try to win the game. I mean, that's really what we're going to try to do. You know, what's our best opportunity to win the football game on Sunday? Where does everybody stand, including number 8, Lamar, and anybody else? And that's just how it goes. And you do your best. And really, you could, I'm sure, when we do talk about it at length, you know, but it's not really a public conversation. And we're going to try to put our best team out there and play our best.
John, when you watch him at practice, is he moving and looking like Lamar?
Yeah, like I said, he practiced today fully, and that's what he did.
He practiced, and God bless him. Abacha, there goes that guy's theory that kept calling us for 2 weeks, huh? His theory is out the window, huh?
Yeah. No theory that – there was no idea in his mind, franchise's mind, that Lamar might actually just be hurt and he can't physically run. It's just no. It's all an inside job.
Yeah, he hated the coach so much that he said, I'm never going to play. A little bit of a silent protest in that regard. How about this? The Dodgers just put up another run. The Dodgers now lead 2-0. It's the top of the third with one out. Your Savage is already up to 60 pitches here. Okay, maybe. Yeah, Botcher, maybe he gets to 5, okay? 2 runs in 5 innings, that's okay, right?
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, especially for the World Series. It's just he is so frustrated right now because it's not like the Dodgers are hitting doubles and balls off the wall. It's just singles through the infield, whether it be the other way or it's dribblers. So he's just in his own mind right now.
Yeah, he's a little dinking and dunking here. A matter of fact, let's listen. This is before the game, obviously. Treya Savage, he talked about this being his first start in the World Series. He's a rookie. This is what he had to say about just kind of keeping his nerves in check.
With this being my rookie season and having these high pressure games, I try to treat it as if it's not as high pressure as it is mentally.
Botcher, what you think has happened first? Does he get pulled out of the game, or does he kind of settle down and, I don't know, reach 90 or so pitches?
I think he gets one more run. If he gives up another run, I think he's done. So
if he gives up one more run, you think they're going to yank him?
Yep, in the next inning.
Damn, he's already thrown 64 pitches. Are you kidding me? 32 balls, 32 strikes. He's up to 64 pitches. He got Teoscar Hernandez at the plate right now. You got a man on second base. A single will obviously drive him home and then push it to 3-0. These are the Dodgers. By the time he gets out of the third inning, he will have thrown, I don't know, 70-plus pitches, 70 to 80 pitches. No, this is not looking good. If you're a Blue Jays fan, I guess you can sit around and drink up there, single up the middle. Nope. No, he got him. And Bacha, what beer do they drink up there?
Labatt.
What, on the east side of the country?
I don't know. It's a Canadian beer. That's all. I don't know. They probably drink everything.
What is it, Molson, right? Is that Canadian?
Maybe. Trying to see if there's any sponsorships in the actual stadium.
No, I think if you're in Canada, Molson beer, I think, right? I think it's Canadian.
I've never heard of that, so I'm not a drinker like that.
Yeah, Molson, Canadian beer. You said you don't like beer?
No, I don't hate beer. It's just I've never gone on my way to find what type of Canadian beers there are besides Labatt.
Oh, okay. Molson. They drink Molson. Anyway, congratulations. I mean, they haven't won yet, but the Dodgers off to a good start here. 2-0 against Toronto. Good stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, Treya Savage looks, not saying he looks gassed. He certainly looks stressed out on the mound. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of stressed, I mean, outside of all the NBA guys who got arrested yesterday, I could tell you what's stressing me out about the league. Matter of fact, I'll fill you in about it on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to do this. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm going to tell you what's stressing me out on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, Botch, are you trying to set me up with beef with Canada?
No.
Oregon's you trying to send Canada. Me to Portland for a beer and not Canada? What are we doing here?
It's basically Canada.
Whoa.
Basically.
Portland?
Yeah, it's a state away.
Debaucher, man, you going to tick off quite a few people, man. Come on.
What? I'd say people in Washington consider themselves almost Canadian.
Oh, do they? Have you asked somebody who lives in Washington?
No, but I assume so. People in Buffalo are basically Canada, too.
Would somebody in Buffalo? We got plenty of people who live in Buffalo. You telling me that people in Buffalo are almost Canadian?
Yes. I think it's closer in Detroit- to Canada than New York City.
Well, ain't nobody thinking about New York City. You think the world revolves around New York City?
Yes, the Big Apple.
Oh, here we go. What? Somebody in Detroit, are they almost Canadian?
Almost. There's just a couple lakes in the way.
A couple lakes?
Great Lakes.
Oh, no, the botches. A bridge, bro. A bridge. You take a bridge.
Well, yeah. Bridge, take
you right from Detroit. Forget a couple lakes. Damn, botcher. You gonna just tick off Americans and Canadians, huh?
I'm an equal opportunist.
Well, that's a good thing. We need more of that. Oh, damn. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I'm sure he got his own suite. Everybody's pretty lit up there. Los Angeles Dodgers. I still lead these Blue Jays 2-0 here in the third. Well, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just hit a single to get on first base. We'll keep you up to date as things continue on. Right before we went to break, I was telling you about something that is just bothering me here. Early on in the NBA season, has nothing to do with people getting arrested, has nothing to do with gambling, none of that stuff. It has to do with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, they just started the season, and I guess on Wednesday, they took on the Houston Rockets in that opening game, and it took two overtimes for them to win. And I'm saying to myself, this is a whole pain in the ass watching this game. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went out there. The reigning MVP of everything, the finals, the regular season, 35 points in that game, okay? And then, this also ticked me off last night. Oklahoma City, they had to play again against the Pacers. Do we even want to call this a finals rematch? Whatever the heck it is, it is. There was no Tyrese Halliburton out there. They went to another double overtime. They beat them 141-135. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 55 points last night. And I'm saying to myself, I'm tired watching all this basketball. Like that game against the Rockets, I was begging for the game to end. I wanted to see the Lakers play after the fact, but I'm just like, damn, do we need all this time? 5 minutes and all the stoppages and all the timeouts. I'm just like, can we get on with the game? I'm watching and I'm tired. We got the Oklahoma City Thunder. They just went out there and won a championship. And they start this season playing all this damn extra basketball. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're going to be here in Atlanta tomorrow night. And, I mean, this might be the gift that the Atlanta Hawks need, because the Hawks just lost to the Toronto Raptors in their season opener. It's like 138 to 118 they lost. A matter of fact, the Hawks should be in action right now. If we want to consider anything a gift, let's see if the Hawks are losing against the Magic. What does this look like? Oh, it's actually a close game. Hawks and Magic are close. Hawks 100, Magic 98. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. And then the Hawks have to play tomorrow. Thunder are off tonight. Ibaka, what do you think happens tomorrow? Will the Thunder, are they going to run the Hawks out the building, or are they too tired?
I would say they've had a day off. They're going to... If the trend continues, it'll be a close game, but if this is the last year's team, it should be a blowout.
Yeah. Yeah. And God only knows what... The Hawks, you just never know what they're going to do. I'm just... The overtime drives me nuts, man. It's just... It makes me tired. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he spoke after the game, and he says, yeah, I've played four overtimes. Like, he's played an extra game, almost, basically. Listen to what he said.
I'm tired, but it's expected, and I'm like, it's a good way to, like, break the ice on the season, shake the rust off, kind of, like, bust the lungs out, like, get my cardio back. So, yeah, it's not ideal, four extra overtimes in two games, but we'll take it, two W's.
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah, bust the lungs out. I mean, you got to use them the rest of the season. Now, we'll see what takes place tomorrow. Well, at least here in Atlanta, the Hawks are going to host the champions. And I guess to the surprise of nobody, Bacha, I'm actually looking at the box score. No Porzingis tonight against the Orlando Magic. No Porzingis.
You saw that they revealed what he had, right?
Flu. Well, no. Tonight, what'd they say? He was getting tired or something? What was that thing called?
It was called, was it PODS? Where basically, if you were...
Heart rate.
The heart rate. So if you were sitting down or laying down, you're okay. But if you were standing up or trying to run, you would immediately have bad circulation and your blood, your heart rate would increase to an extreme level where your blood pressure would mess up and you get lightheaded.
The dude is 7'2". I mean, it makes sense to me, right? I don't know. But today, he is out for today's game with flu-like symptoms. Come on now. I get it. This is not a sprained ankle. There could be worse things for Kristaps Porzingis, but I mean, damn. The flu? All right. Is he going... Well, how the hell do you know? You think they kind of BSing? He's going to... So he doesn't have to play in a back-to-back?
I do believe the flu is going around.
Okay. All right.
Can you play through the flu? Most definitely.
Here's a better question. Do you think Kristaps Porzingis would play tonight in Orlando and tomorrow here in Atlanta?
No.
Oh, there you go.
There's no way. Especially if it was late in the season and they're making a playoff push, or it's actually in the playoffs, yeah, he's playing. But
yeah.
There's no shot.
Yeah, the easy way, and is he going to play at home or is he going to play on the road? The answer is, hey, Kristaps, stay in Atlanta. You don't have to get on a 20-minute flight from Atlanta to Orlando. You can literally just stay at home. You don't have to fly. You just come back, play on Saturday, and then we'll feature you a little bit more on the offense. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Like, to think that Kristaps Porzingis is going to play in a back-to-back, given his entire injury history, including what you just said about the heart rate issue. No. Yeah, he has the flu. Bacha, you think he's running a fever right now?
If the fever is an allergy towards playing basketball, then yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he ain't got no fever. He feels good right now. Sitting in whatever nice house he's renting here in Atlanta, I think he's perfectly fine. And good for Giannis. Good for him. Not Giannis. Mixing up my European guys. And one is black and the other one is white.
Porzingis.
What's his name? Kristaps. Good for him. Anyway, here in Toronto right now, got the Dodgers beating the Jays 2-0. Oh, wow, yeah. Your Savage is still out there. Bacha, they're gonna let him go.
Yeah, it's only two runs. And like I said, it's just how far can you get without having to get into your bullpen? Because it is game one. You don't want to burn your bullpen in game one just to lose anyway. So it's all mental. It's just try to push through and get through it.
Yeah, well, he's doing a good job. I give him credit. Let's see how long he lasts. He's going to want to get out of this inning. Oh, Pajes, what is he doing? Oh, he's out. He made it. Okay. All right, he's going to get another one. What is he up to now? 80 pitches?
79 or 80, one of the two.
Yeah, now you give him one more inning and see if he can pitch the fifth, and then you just call it a day from there. He's going to have to take on Shohei Ohtani right at the onset of the fifth, so we'll see what happens in that regard. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, I get it. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he said he's tired. I've never seen any team start the season with two double overtime games, like right out of the gate. And it seems to be too botched. Do you think the overtime is too long?
5 minutes is fine. If you were playing a majority of the time, there should be enough time to pull away. It just happens to be that the Thunder couldn't pull away in the first overtime in both games. And the Thunder are the more talented team. It's just they didn't do their job.
So what is it? It's just a coincidence we got? Well, it is that we got two double overtimes?
Yeah. It's just they didn't play good enough to win the first one. And I think they know, too, that they should have won those games a lot sooner.
I don't even think – I've been to a bunch of overtime games. I don't even think they're fun to watch in person. Like, once you get outside the first overtime and now you're moving into double overtime – at that point, everybody in the arena is miserable. Like, thank you for free basketball, but everybody's miserable. Nobody wants to be there for this.
Well, that's true. And then you get the visible and obvious signs of fatigue with the Stars. So when they eventually chuck up shots in overtime, they're going to be short and it's just not good basketball.
Forget them. They're getting paid. You could see visible signs of fatigue just from the people watching out there, man. Ain't nobody want to deal with this.
The school night.
Forget, I don't care what day of the week it is. It could be a Saturday night. Like, double. Would you want to go to a basketball game that goes into double overtime?
Depends who's playing. If it's like two teams that are not going to go anywhere, I'd rather be home. But if you're telling me it's the playoffs, let's say it's the play-in round.
That's different.
Well, basketball, I feel like it should be entertaining 24/7. Is it a commentary on how the game's played now, where nobody wants to watch it more than they're supposed to? That could be something, but I wouldn't mind it. It's more, like they say, it's free stuff, and you're not going to complain about more sport.
I believe, I'm going to tell you right now, I think that game was 3 hours long. That first overtime game to open up the season, where the Thunder, put up the banner, I think that game was 3 hours long. Who wants to sit there for 3 hours and watch that? Come on now.
I would. If I was there, I paid for it. It's probably a hot ticket because they got the banner raised.
All right.
And if I didn't see a full game and I left early, I'd be mad at myself.
Okay. All right. I get it. But there comes a point in time where I'm just like, look, can we get out of here? Like, I'm tired of this. I want somebody to make a shot so we can leave. I don't need all of this. Anyway, I feel tired for the Thunder, as they will probably come here to Atlanta, Georgia tomorrow and beat the living hell out of the Atlanta Hawks. And Kristaps Porzingis, who will magically, all of a sudden, no longer have flu-like symptoms and he'll be healthy. I mean, all he had to do is say he had a tight back. He got the flu, though, so what are you going to do? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to give a holler before we roll out, hopefully you don't have the flu. And if you do, I hope you feel better. The phone number here is 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to come back. We're going to get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to see if Shohei Ohtani, I don't know, hits a home run or something before we get out of here. We have more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Connor Green.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we got game one of the World Series. It is still going on. It is rolling on right now, this minute, this second. Dodgers, Blue Jays, now tied at two runs apiece. It's the top of the fifth inning. Things have gotten interesting. This is good. Exactly what we wanted. Varsho hits a home run, and now here we are, 2-2. Keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Oh, how about that? Good. Hawks beat the Magic 111-107. Good for me. Expect them to lose tomorrow against the Thunder here in Georgia. 888-710-4ISN. Santos is calling from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Santos, what's up?
JR, I would just like to tell you and Ryan Butler, thank you for giving me the MC Ram moment. It is a great fist in the air for Santos, the legally blind man out of Arkansas.
You got it. Piece of cake. We try to play some music that you'd enjoy. Shout outs to NWA. What's going on with you?
Oh, another beautiful day in the city of Texarkana. And very, very happy to have a moment to I could hear the JR Sport Brief entirely without a baseball game or interruption from any other sports thing. Very happy to listen to JR Sport Brief all 4 hours.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you for hanging out all 4 hours. Is there anything that stood out to you most about the show today?
You know, you're very detailed with your information, and I do appreciate that. You know, being a legally blind man, I cannot see the sports activity on the TV. So I appreciate your detailed information that you give for all listeners across America.
Oh, well, I'm trying my best, Santos. Sometimes it's a little difficult, and sometimes I almost say things that are getting me fired, but I try my best.
How you gonna get fired on your day off?
On a day off? My day off is about to be in another 10 or 15 minutes. So ask me that. Shohei Ohtani strikes out here as Fluharty is now in for your Savage. All right. Well, thank you, Santos. Appreciate you, man.
JR, you are an awesome, great guy. I love listening to your broadcast. It was you and Amy Lawrence overnight, but it's now just JR holding it down. So stay up, man. Be safe. And I love your radio conversation.
Well, thank you so much, Santos. We'll catch you soon. You have a good weekend, okay?
You be safe, man. And have a great weekend yourself. And thank you very much.
No doubt. Shout outs to Santos for calling from Arkansas. Yeah, Bacha, did Shohei Ohtani, did he get screwed on that pitch?
I wasn't even looking at that point. I'm assuming no, just because I'd assume that the umpires are doing their job correctly.
You assume, yeah.
Yeah, make an ass of you and me. But it's just, yeah, I assume the umpires are doing their job, and Ohtani's just struggling versus a lefty.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Well, now we got Mookie Betts up, and we got ourselves a game, which is absolutely terrific. The Dodgers and Toronto are tied at two runs apiece here in the fifth, so we got a whole new ball game. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, it is the end of the show. You know what that means? It's time for us to discuss and go through a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been October 24th all day long. Let's go.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
October 24th, 1965. Oh, running all over the place, Fran Tarkenton. He passed for 407 yards, three touchdowns, and the Vikings went over the 49ers 42-41. Speaking of a Vikings legend, running back Chuck Foreman, he talked about Fran Tarkenton just being a genius back there behind the line of scrimmage. Listen to what he had to say, courtesy of sports legends.
Kind of real, like the game was a business. Everything about it was a business. You know, what was he going to get out of this business? So, and he was prepared. I mean, he was a smart guy on the field and everything else.
He was smart enough to throw you the ball a lot.
That's why I said he was smart. I'm just joking, but I'm just...
Yeah, Chuck Foreman, man. Before we got all these other guys who were back there catching passes, Chuck Foreman was doing it, okay? And Fran Tarkenton, that man was running. October 24th, 1992, how about this? The Toronto Blue Jays, they won the championship, okay? They were the first team outside of the United States of America to win the Commissioner's Trophy because the Blue Jays won the World Series. They beat the Braves 4-3 in 11 innings in Game 6 of the World Series. Take a listen to this. Let's go back to 92.
With a tying run at third and two down in the bottom of the 11th, 4-3 Blue Jays. John Smoltz, the pinch runner at third. Timlin. Nixon bunts. Timlin on it. Throws to first. For the first time in history, the World Championship banner will fly north of the border. The Toronto Blue Jays are baseball's best in 1992.
We've got Blue Jays fans, they're hoping that this season they add a third one. You know, the Blue Jays won the very next year, thank you Mr. Joe Carter, in 1993 as they went out there and beat the Phillies. So let's see if they can upset the Dodgers here in 2025. Damn. A long time. Damn. Anyway, October 24th, 2010. Let's go to some football, NFL action. Cornerback D'Angelo Hall for Washington. This guy set an NFL single game record. He had four interceptions. And at one point, he had a 92-yard pick six as the Skins at that time beat Chicago, the Bears, 17-14. Listen to D'Angelo Hall get busy, courtesy of the Commanders.
Here's the blitz. Tosses it out. It is picked off. Picked off by the Redskins. Up the far sideline, D'Angelo Hall needs a block to the 40, to the 30. He's going to take it to the house all the way. D-Hall for a touchdown.
What a play that. That turns the whole thing around.
Hall made a fantastic interception.
That's the player of the year.
After giving Washington a 17-14 lead, Hall was far from done.
The third interception of the game for D'Angelo Hall. Back to pass, going deep, going down the sideline. It's intercepted! Intercepted by D'Angelo Hall, his fourth pick of the game.
The win improved the Redskins' record to 4-3, while Hall's four interceptions tied an NFL record, one he shares with former Redskin Sammy Baugh.
Man, I hear that music and it makes me want to run through a wall. That's it. I just want to hit somebody. I want to play in the NFL. NFL theme songs and music is quite amazing. Anyway, October 24th, 2012, we got more World Series action. The Kung Fu Panda, Pablo Sandoval, before he got too damn big, he became the fourth player to hit three home runs in a World Series game as the Giants beat the Tigers 8-3 in World Series game number one. Let's go back to 2012. Listen to the Kung Fu Panda.
Counts 0-2. And Sandoval hits it into center.
back at the wall. Come on. 1-0 Giants and a home run by Pablo Sandoval. The 2-0. Fly ball into left. Back at the wall. He's homered again. Wasn't activated until the third week of August. Into center. At the wall. Another. Pablo Sandoval with a three-homer game in World Series game number one.
Yeah, that guy went out there. I can't believe he ate himself out of a job. But outside of that, congratulations. That series, the Giants swept the Tigers back in 2012. Okay. October 24th. Man, this guy just... Every day is something with this dude. This day in sports history. October 24th, 2021. Here we go again. Tom Brady, now with the Buccaneers, he becomes the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 600 touchdowns. He did it beating the Bears. The Buccaneers smoked them 38-3. Listen to Tom Brady's 600th touchdown, of course, from the Bucs Radio Network.
Brady motion left to right. We move right to left. Here's Brady's pass. Caught ball. Touchdown, Mike Evans. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Fire the cannons. Where are you? 20-0. Bucs score another touchdown off a Chicago Bears turnover. 600 touchdown passes for Tom Brady. Well, after Ryan Succop's point after attempt, I think the announcement will be made, and this great crowd of Buccaneer fans will be able to roar at the GOAT, the greatest of all time. 600 career touchdown passes.
Oh, how sickening. Anyway, Tom Brady, he finished his career with 649 touchdowns. Come on now. Drew Brees, second all-time, 571. Peyton Manning, third, 539. Aaron Rodgers, the active leader, is fourth with 517. And I got a feeling that Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he will not be catching Tom Brady. I have a feeling he will not be getting close to 600 touchdowns. He ain't sticking around long enough. And then the second guy, Matthew Stafford, second active, 394 touchdown passes. Dan Marino, 420. When Dan Marino quit, he had the most. Ben Roethlisberger, 418. It just shows you how much the NFL has just really favored offense and has become a super passing league. Damn it, we got Kirk Cousins, 18th all-time, 288 passing touchdowns. Russell Wilson, 12th all-time, 353. And even now, Russell Wilson, no Hall of Fame. Sorry, Russell, that's not going to make a difference for you. Bacha, am I still right? He's not going to get it, right?
No. Until unless he has, like we said, time and time again, a renaissance, it's not happening.
Yeah. I don't know. Is his body built for a renaissance?
No. I feel like if he was a pocket passer, kind of in the build of Joe Flacco, I think he'd have a chance, just maybe. But even still, no one expects Joe Flacco to go deep in the playoffs anymore. You have to be mobile, and you have to have a strong arm nowadays.
Yeah, the fact that Russell Wilson can't move the way that he used to is certainly to his detriment. Sorry, Russell. We didn't mean to, you know, crap on you on the way out the door. At least Russell Wilson hit back at Sean Payton this week. I got a little bit more respect for Russell. Yeah, you got to stand up for yourself every now and then. Hey, thank you, everybody, for tuning in for a great show. Thank you to Pete Fuatek for joining us to give us a preview on all the big-time SEC matchups over the weekend. Thank you so much to Sam Gordon for joining us from the San Francisco Chronicle to talk about the Warriors. As it stands right now, this second in Toronto, the Blue Jays and Dodgers are tied at two runs apiece here in the fifth inning. It's game one of the World Series taking place in Toronto. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, all you have to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Hey, Botch, you got any good plans for the weekend?
I think tomorrow there's like a magic trick being done by Jesse Eisenberg for the new movie. Now, you see me, I might do go to that, and then I might be going to Fright Fest.
Okay, all right. He's going to scare himself over the weekend. That sounds good. Me, I'm going to go see the Hawks probably get smoked by the Thunder, and I'm just going to mind my business, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this World Series game, watch all of the sports over the weekend. Please, be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. Enjoy the NASCAR preview as well. We love NASCAR, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.